www.thebrainfarm.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Some so-called sovereign citizens are being indicted in a plot to allegedly kidnap and then maybe even murder a police officer.
After torturing the guy.
It brought up this question of who are these people calling themselves sovereign citizens? Is there any accuracy to these news reports suggesting that they tend towards violence? Or is it a mostly peaceful movement of people who maybe are kind of a little confused about the law and what things what's really going on out there? They have a lot of theories. They have what appear to be well-researched theories, and many of the people who are in the sovereign citizen movement have spent a lot of time researching the law, and they could probably talk us under the table as far as, you know, citing actual laws and court cases and decisions and maxims and things like that. But one of the things that I think is most important to point out is that most of these theories don't pan out in real life. And if they do, then there should be real concrete evidence that they actually work. You shouldn't have to pay a guru $500 to send you his CD-ROM set where you can supposedly learn the secrets of how to be free. And when you start looking into the so-called sovereign citizen movement, you'll encounter a number of these people who are looking to separate you from your money and ostensibly give you the secrets in return. But then there's no money-back guarantee. You know, if you get all this paperwork and you file all these forms or whatever, and then time comes where you get charged with something in court, and lo and behold, the system doesn't work the way you thought it was going to. The magic words that the guru taught you don't actually do what they told you they were going to do. Well, there's no recourse there. You're not going to get your money back. And then you're just, you know, you're screwed at that point. There are some really good things that I think that they do for people. As you pointed out, Allie, a lot of these people are confident. They may not be right, or maybe they are right. Like, maybe if you actually look at the laws and stuff, maybe they're absolutely right, but the system just doesn't do what they expect.
Sure, maybe their interpretation of the law is more in line with the way it was originally intended when the law was written, but it doesn't matter as far as, like, winning a court case, because what matters is how the judge interprets the law, and it's probably not along the same lines as what the sovereign citizens believe.
Probably not. In fact, Bob is on the line with us here. He said he was involved a couple decades ago, so this is not new stuff. It's been around for a long time. It's just being propagated probably more effectively now because of the internet. You were involved there in Minnesota, Bob, and then one of the people in the movement, one of the more leader types, started turning towards white supremacy, and you got turned off for good reason, and you and a number of other people quit at that point. But you were getting into telling us about court, what had happened to you in court. You'd done all this studying. You'd learned all this stuff. You finally went into court. Was it for a traffic violation?
Yeah, just driving without a license.
Right.
And so, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, a drunk driver or anything, nothing like that, but I didn't have a license. But, you know, you end up in a court, and like I said, it was, when you walk into court and you've read as much as I had done, and you recognize that the flag is a gold fringe flag, you know you're in a court of admiralty, and it's not the court that's going to can decide anything constitutionally. And so, I mean, it's a statute court. So it's like, if they can bring up a statute that you violated, well, you know, but I told the jury all that. I actually excused the whole jury because none of them knew me, and that's why a real peer is to know whether I had intent to do evil or, you know, whatever.
And how did you excuse a whole jury? Normally you only get three peremptory challenges.
I didn't get away with it. I just said that, do any of you know me? And they said no. And I said, well, then how can you be my peer? You don't know whether I'm a good guy or a bad guy.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
I think.
So you told them they were excused and the judge was, no, they're not.
Well, no, the judge, I thought he was going to blow and have an aneurysm or something. He was beat red, pounding on the, I mean, he was trying to intimidate me, and I was just trying to make my motions or whatever, because I knew he was going to have to go and be appealed. I knew I wasn't going to win at that level. And so, I mean, pretty much played the game and whatever. And so then, you know, they found me guilty, and I said, well, I had two briefs already, one for appeal and one for informa pauperis, because it costs so much to appeal a case.
Mm-hmm.
and all that. And they he drug his heels on signing off the informer papers one long enough so that my appeal was late. And then it just got
really?
Dropped. They said they said I had a just cause for an appeal, but it was untimely, and so they just and I got it was just a setup. I mean, it was
what a scam.
Hey, so while we have you on the line,
so wait, did you re up? Did you then get a driver's license and kind of go into the system?
Well, yeah, you kind of got to settle down after a while.
Yep.
Which I'm, I'm not proud of that. I really am not, because I know that in my mind I actually have legitimate things. I mean, like,
sure, but they're just going to keep pulling you over. They're going to keep taking your car. They're going to keep subjecting you to these court cases.
Right.
And that's
right.
Just what
it's
do.
It's such an uphill fight. I mean, you've got to be self-employed and better be making pretty good cash.
Right. You miss one day of work because you've been arrested on the side of the road, and a lot of jobs are going to fire you for that. Tally, what was your question?
Oh, yeah. I was going to take the opportunity while you're on the phone. You said you had, met some unsavory sovereign citizens of the white supremacist variety, but did you get a sense that the people that you were associating with, not just there but online or whoever these sovereign citizens call themselves, are they a violent people? Are some violent and others peaceful?
No. No, like I said, when I went there, there was, probably a dozen people, and they all had their own personal issue that they were pursuing, whether it be, child support or loss of a kid or whatever. I mean, not loss of a kid, but the loss of parental rights or something like that. But so they were looking at their own avenues, but these were just average people.
I got you. Yeah, in desperate situations.
And they couldn't afford a lawyer, and they were trying to do it on their own, and they were hoping that this would be a way they could resolve their own problems in court or whatever.
Bob,
there was actually a lot of information there gained, but...
Any other questions, Kelly?
Well, yeah, just, speculate for me, if you will. I mean, do you think that sovereign citizens should be investigated by the FBI? Are they this big domestic terrorist threat?
Well, I don't know, but, when I was going to this place, I drove a car, and I had tools and cameras and, valuable stuff in there. And the only thing that ever got stolen out of there was two book bags that were full of notes from things I gained out of these meetings. And I said that to the guy. I said that my book bag got stolen again. That's the second one. He goes, yeah, the FBI is watching us all the time. I said, well, thanks for the heads up on that. But, my car was locked up, and they just would go in and take, they wanted to know what I knew, I guess. Because back then, nobody was online. I mean, it was all, I'd drive down to the law library in St. Paul and the historical society and go through their books and, whatever. I just was curious.
Bob, thank you for calling and sharing your experience tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Daniel is on the line in Manchester on Skype. Daniel.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air.
How does it sound? This is my first
time. Sounds terrible, actually. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back check back with you here in a few moments.
I want to say, it seems like, because I was trying to figure out what it is that appeals, what is appealing about this sovereign citizen movement, because to me, when people tell me about it, it sounds just really boring. Like anything legal, any
law
legal
is really
stuff
boring.
Is really boring. But I think that people are trying to find empowerment in the law somehow, when the law and how it's applied is very disempowering. And I think that it's just not really there. I think they're looking for something that's not there.
Yeah, well, what they find, and their motivation is they want more freedom, most of them, right?
Sure.
Or, some of them want freedom from their mortgage. Again, there's a more scammy end of it, and then there's a more like, here's how you get free, here's the information that we found. There are some people in this movement who are willing to share what they believe for free. So when you start looking, you can dig and dig and dig and dig, and there's a lot of info. But it's a rabbit hole. It's one of those things. Law is a crazy rabbit hole. I mean, there's the conspiracy theory rabbit holes, like, who bombed on 9/11, those kind of rabbit holes, which are also, in my opinion, dangerous. But these are dangerous, too, because they just keep going. I mean, if you look into one topic in law, you can go as far as you want with that, because like I was saying before, legalese is a different language. So when you're even just reading a law, it can take forever to just read and comprehend it, because you're constantly having to look at definitions,
yep,
and look at what these words actually mean, and then there's all these, you know, this
court
case
cases.
Law and context around that. So it's just a crazy rabbit hole. 855-450-FREE, and then you think you know something, and then you actually get into court and you find out none of it's true. More coming up.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about the Sovereign Citizen Movement, or so it's called. some of the different aspects of it, some of the, you know, the law theories that have been propagated previously by callers on this radio program, many of whom have actually never tried to implement those theories. And when they do try to implement them, like our last caller, they fail miserably. And you know, end up getting depressed and, you know, drop out and go back into the real world. But some of them continue on. Some don't come to their senses after trying one of these theories in court. Some will then figure, well, they must have done something wrong. They must have said the magic words, the incantation incorrectly. And so they go back to studying and they study more and they come up with a new theory. And then they try the new theory out the next time they're in court. And lo and behold, that doesn't work either. So there's that aspect to it. There's also a darker side as well. And it doesn't seem to be a majority of the people in the so-called sovereign citizen movement, but there are certainly some people who are allegedly violent, and I want to get back into that discussion here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You are welcome to share your thoughts and your experience. Last hour, I mentioned our brand new sponsor, ForceFieldEnergy.com. This is a company that, as I told you, does certain installs of really exciting products like LED lighting for businesses or, you know, governments, these big, big buyers, people that are going to buy a lot of lights and have them installed in large areas. And they do this, and they can do it very affordably for a business. In fact, they are 30 to 40% lower in their costs to the consumer or to their buyers because of their relationship with their manufacturer in China. And so they're targeting utilities and warehousing companies and people like that for upgrades. You know, they're pitching these people, hey, this is, what are you spending in lighting every single year? Well, how about we take that and cut it by, oh, I don't know, two-thirds? And then they give them financing on installing a new system. So they're one of very few companies that not only does the installs, but also provides financing to companies to make it easy for a company to upgrade to LED lighting. So if you're like me and you think that LED lighting is the future, then you might be excited by this opportunity. And it is an investment opportunity. There is risk involved here, but you can go and buy FNRG. That's Force Field Energy. That's their ticker symbol, FNRG, on the OTCQB exchange through your broker. Or if you want to get what they call private placement, the actual physical stock, you can do that at a special price. It's $4 right now. Now, you can go to ForceFieldEnergy.com, click the Contact Us link, and then get in touch with the company there. You can actually get in touch directly with the CEO, David Naton. And he will hook you up with the deal on the $4 stock. Now, there's a significant investment involved in that, but you can get that special price. Or you can just buy through your broker and then get as many as you want that way. So, once again, that's ForceFieldEnergy.com, ticker symbol FNRG, on the OTCQB exchange. Mark and myself on Free Talk Live are invested in this company and hope you'll consider the same. We'll continue here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So your reflections thus far on the conversation. Sovereign citizens, Jason Talley.
I agree with what you said. It must be very frustrating to be a sovereign citizen. But just looking over the story that I read earlier in the show, I think this is overblown. I mean, certainly,
this is the story of the two who are allegedly plotting to murder a police officer
In Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And they had 30 meetings, you know, hours of recorded conversations, and, you know, the worst quote, which is pretty bad, said, quote, we need to arrest the police and take them to our jail and put them in a cell and put them on trial in a people's court. You know, they might be trying to put the, you know, shoe on the other foot to, like, yeah, show them how it feels.
Well, this is a common thread amongst the sovereign citizen movement from my research into it, is the idea, and the caller touched on it, the idea that the court system, that the government is operating, is illegitimate, that it's not, he said, you know, it's an admiralty court, it's got the fringe on the flag, and, you know, a lot of this stuff seems pretty ridiculous. But I have been in courts where judges have said things like, you don't get to talk about the Constitution here. I mean, I have been in situations like that. So
what does that mean to you?
Well, it's pretty outrageous to me. I mean, they're supposedly they were created under the Constitution, so how the Constitution wouldn't apply in their court,
sure.
I don't understand that. And, you know, things like that lead credence to what the sovereign citizens say. And so there's a lot of reason to believe some of the things that they claim. But then, again, when you actually get into the courtroom and try to apply it, it doesn't work out. But there's some real anger about that, right? Like, because the people that are into the sovereign citizen movement, a lot of them are previously real patriot types. You know, they're like, go USA, rah, rah, rah. And then they kind of come to this clash, you know, this crashing conclusion that things aren't what they seem, and that, you know, there's all these lies and these hidden contracts and all the things that they end up believing as sovereign citizens. They're pretty angry that the court system has been debased, and they want to create their own court system, essentially. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that idea. I mean, we talk about private arbitration and things like that on the show a lot, but when you combine it with anger, then you get people like this in this particular story. You get people who they're angry at the people who operate the system. They want to give them a taste of their own medicine, and they believe they've been wronged, and they have. And people are being wronged by the people in the system. It's just that they believe that they can do, that they should set up their own system and then bring all these bad government people to justice in the good people's court. Mm. That's essentially the viewpoint. It's the viewpoint of let's punish all these government people. And that's not an uncommon viewpoint, even within the liberty movement. There are a lot of people who will take that position. I'm not one of them. I think that the government guys should be forgiven. I think that we should, you know, yes, there have been war crimes committed. Yes, you know, Barack Obama, George Bush, these are bad people. These are people that have done wrong and have not apologized. And I can understand why somebody would want to see them up on a war crimes tribunal. But I don't think that continuing to fight or to continue to punish, continuing that cycle of violence is the answer for more freedom.
Yeah, well, think about what they did in South Africa after they ended apartheid, which is a separation of the majority black people by the ruling white people. They had a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. They didn't go out and seek vengeance or anything like that. And, you know, open lines of communication and, you know, evolve, get over it, and not use violence.
Yeah. I mean, if I could have freedom, that would be good enough for me. I don't care what happens to George W. Bush. Like, if the federal government were to just, if I could push a button and make the federal government and the state government disappear and the locals, you know, stop being aggressive, if we could just stop the aggression, I'd be happy. I have no desire for vengeance,
right.
But I can understand why some people do.
Well, some people just want to be the next government and, you know,
some do.
Be the rulers.
Oh, I mean, even doing that would not, I don't see how it would result in, like, what are you going to do? Teach the government people lessons so that no one else tries to be the government? I mean, at that point, aren't you, like, so if you put me in charge and I'm the one who gets to decide the punishment, or even if a majority, you know, if everyone gets a vote on how we're going to deal with these bad people like George Bush or Obama, for one thing, the majority of the people don't see the big deal. They don't see how the power was illegitimate in the first place. That's the first step. So, but even if everyone did, and you put, then at that point you wouldn't need to have put them on trial because they wouldn't have the power they do.
Yeah, they could be
ostracized. And if you did, wouldn't
whatever.
We be the government at that point?
Exactly. Well, and that's what a lot of these sovereign citizens want, is they want a government that is theirs, it's back to the people, and they're not liberty-minded necessarily. They're just only concerned about their own liberties, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't like to think of people as bad, but like systems and institutions.
We'll come back with more. 855-453. Share your thoughts.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control here, toll-free, 855-453. We've got listening options on the website. You can get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. We have live streams, broadband and dial-up, as well as a mid-band version. Those are available to you 24/7. You've always got the latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times on our streams. Free, of course. Everything's free at freetalklive.com. So go and enjoy those. Listen.freetalklive.com. You can also learn about our 125 radio stations on AM and FM across the country. We have satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air channel. The free-to-air channel is available to you across North and Central America, pretty much everywhere where you can look at the southern sky. If you can see the southern sky, you can get that free-to-air channel for $0 per month. So go and check that out at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, there is our webcam as well as the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. Listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about all of those. The Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. I'll give you a hint. It doesn't involve sending in some form to the federal or state governments declaring your sovereignty. That's not going to do it. It doesn't involve going into the courtroom and uttering some sort of magic phrase. That's not going to cut it. If you want a chance at freedom in your lifetime, you have to get together with other people who think like you do.
people who love the ideas of liberty. Now, we've been talking about the so-called sovereign citizen movement here, and I'm not convinced that the sovereign citizen movements are necessarily in line with the liberty movement. I think there's some crossover.
There's probably overlap.
I think there's a lot of overlap, but I'm not convinced that everybody who's a sovereign citizen is a liberty-oriented person,
no,
right?
No.
So there's that. And freestateproject.org is where people who love liberty should go. People who understand what it means to be free, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. Freedom is about living your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. So if you like those viewpoints, go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and then make the move as soon as you can. Don't wait. I don't recommend waiting until 20,000. The original method of signing up for the Free State Project would be that you'd wait until the Free State Project reaches 20,000. There are over 14,600 signers at this time, so we're getting close. But I would say don't wait. If you can afford to move sooner rather than later, get here. The three of us, we're all here in the studio together. We all know each other thanks to the Free State Project, and my life is better off for it. I don't know about you guys.
Definitely better off.
I love living in the Atlantic Northeast, for sure.
Yeah, so come on up and be with, right now, hundreds, soon thousands of other like-minded people. And then you get active, and you'll be surprised at how much more effective your actions are. And I don't really care what your actions are, as long as they're peaceful. So whether it's, you know, going and running for political office, like I'm doing here in the city of Keene this fall, or maybe it's doing some sort of civil disobedience or creating media, or maybe it's doing, you know, courtroom tactics.
I think all the peaceful forms of activism should have a go. They should all be tried. I'm more optimistic about some of them than others, but I think that, you know, we should be experimenting with what works.
Exactly. And the more people we have concentrated, the more experimenting we can do, the more variety that we'll be approaching things with. And that's important. Jim is on the line in Colorado Springs listening to I-25 Talk Radio. Hello, Jim.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good show. I'm throwing out some fodder, some food for thought.
Please.
To maybe illustrate for your listeners the folly of many of the previously mentioned people. We all, in theory, we're all 99% space between our protons and our electrons. Here I stand before a wall that's made of a brick wall, and it also is, in theory, 99% of vacuum. And if I run into this wall, in theory, I should be able to pass through it. But in practice, it's not going to happen. I'm going to get a broken nose or whatever body part hits first.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, for the people in some of these fringe movements, and I shouldn't disparage the concept, because I believe, in theory, again, that what they're doing is true, and I believe that most of them have pure motives.
I think so.
Yes, and whether you call yourself a liberty movement, a Tea Party, libertarian, whatever hyphenated flavor you want to give yourself. We all have a right to our own labels. But unfortunately, there's a real politic out there, a real system of real governments and real guns and fists police that are armed, and courtrooms. And, we work within a framework of the United States of America and or whatever our local police, government is. So you can't ignore that, and for the people who blindly go into these courtrooms spouting off drivel that they bought from some online or they went to some seminar, it's unfortunate. At some point, there is something real in the real world you have to deal with in terms of common sense, which isn't common.
Right, and the reality is, as you pointed out, there are men with guns, and there are men with robes, and men that run cages, and all of those men will essentially do whatever they damn well please, for the most part, and they never get called on it, and there's no magic words that can stop them.
There's a lot of layers of reality. Your gold coins that you might be, bearing in the backyard. And so you can't eat gold. You have to somehow at some point buy food and shelter and bullets or whatever with them. You can't, like gold or silver is the end all be all, just like being your own sovereign citizen. You could call yourself that all day long, but it's at some point you're going to have to interact with another human being, another sovereign, if you will, just like the United States have to deal with Canada or Mexico or Russia at a macro level.
So you're saying we all have to deal with these legal fictions in our lives.
Yeah, like Lyndon LaRouche, people like him, you know, there's also something, you know, he spent, what, the last 20 years of his life trying to run for president from federal prison because he had his own little fringe ideas, and he's a perfect poster child for borderline-type personalities that have been disaffected most of their life, and they join these type of movements. Unfortunately, there is a certain part of the population that are attracted to these low-hanging fruits.
It's very attractive. I mean, the sales pitch is a good pitch, right? It's like, hey, you could be free. Here's how you do it.
They're
here's
offering
the
hope. It's a false hope, it seems.
Yeah, it is very false, and that's been my experience.
Education and radio and meeting with other like-minded people and sharing ideas, like you said, that's the best way of spreading ideas.
I agree. So long as the ideas that you're sharing are not the ideas of violence, I think that is the...
Exactly.
That's where things go real bad when that starts to happen.
So, caller, this is Jim.
It affects other people. Thank you.
Hey, Jim, I was just going to ask why.
Oh, he dropped off. Sorry about that. You can't ask him anything.
Well, I'm just curious.
I want the listeners.
I want to get perspective on, you know, why the government is targeting this group.
The sovereign citizens?
Yes.
You want people to speculate?
Yeah, I mean, people that know. Well, I don't know, are the numbers there for the sovereign citizen movement?
Yeah, do they see them as a threat to their legitimacy, or what could it be?
Well, I'll speculate. So the numbers are certainly not significant. I mean, they're...
Definitely seems like a very small minority.
Yeah, if there was a significant threat from sovereign citizens, there would be more violence, right? In the same way that if there was a significant threat from Middle Eastern terrorists here, there would be more violence. But there is no significant threat because there's no violence of which to speak, or very, very little over the last 10 or 20 years. But ultimately, the government needs an enemy, right? So governments have, or the state... It likes to have enemies, because if it has enemies, it can masquerade as though it's protecting you, when in fact what it's really doing is protecting itself. The government guys are very concerned with their own legitimacy, and they certainly don't want that put in any sort of jeopardy. So it looks good when they do things like this. In this case, just to recap for our listeners, the story, and I forget where it was from.
Associated Press.
I forget what area of the country. This story
Vegas.
About Vegas. This couple in Vegas who ostensibly is plotting to kidnap and maybe murder a police officer. There was a police agent who was in the midst of that. And the thing we don't know from this story is how many of the violent ideas were actually propagated by the federal agent.
Right.
Or the agent in this question, or the undercover agent. We're coming up here. We'll continue the discussion with your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. All you have to do is dial in toll free to become part of the show. You get to bring up what you want. The general topic for the night is violence in the liberty movement, or the advocates thereof, actually, because there's not much violence, thank goodness.
I've not seen a lot of violence going on.
No, but every now and then there's some story in the national news about what is being termed sovereign citizens, ostensibly in this case plotting to kidnap and put on trial in a private court, some cop. And they didn't even really have a specific cop in mind, apparently. The plot was to go around with video cameras and find a cop and then kidnap him, put him on some sort of trial, and then possibly kill him.
Teach him a lesson, right?
There was an undercover police officer involved in these discussions. There were many, many recordings that were made of these people having those discussions. We don't know all the details. I have not read any transcripts of those recordings, but this isn't something that hasn't happened before. This has gone on. There have been plots like this. There was the guy in Alaska who was ostensibly plotting something similar to, again, possibly kill the police. And that was in a retaliatory measure if the police were to do something against one of their people, one of the sovereign citizens or militia people in this in the case of the Alaska one. I don't know if they called themselves sovereign citizens, but they were a militia. And that guy went to federal prison for that. They never actually did commit the murder. They never did commit the kidnapping, but they believed that they had enough evidence that he intended to do that, and they went after him. Now, some people said they wanted to stand by this this guy and that there was misinformation or whatever. But either way, if you start getting into conversations about these topics, you're putting yourself in a very, very risky situation, and especially if you're having conversations about doing things like that, doing violence against other people. And I get the perspective where people will say, well, it's justified because they're using violence on us. And one of the problems with this whole perspective, this violent perspective, is that in the liberty movement, there's this thing called the NAP, the non-aggression principle. And, Allie, how would you define the NAP?
Okay. So the non-aggression principle is a principle that states that it starts with the idea of self-ownership. And I think that's sort of, you know, if you deny self-ownership, then you will not agree with NAP, because it all stems from that. You own yourself, your body, and your property. So it's about property rights, and that you have a right to your property, and you have a right to protect your property, but you do not have a right to infringe on other people's property. And I think, does that sum it up well enough, you think?
The aggression would be that infringement, right?
The aggression, right.
You don't get to hurt their person, their body, or their property, right? So
right.
I don't get to touch you if you don't want to be touched. I don't get to take your things if you don't want to let me use them, right? So those things would be considered aggression. And the non-aggression principle is one very important principle to a lot of us here in the Liberty Movement. However, to me, it doesn't go far enough because it doesn't speak to peace. It only speaks to non-aggression. And so within the non-aggression principle...
Well, isn't peace just the state of no aggression?
Well, hold on. The non-aggression principle only talks about non-aggressing. It doesn't address what you do when aggressed upon. It doesn't address how to handle the state. It doesn't address any of those things. And so there are people who can claim to be adherents of the non-aggression principle and claim to be libertarian, but at the same time advocate for violence in response to the violence of the state and feel totally justified under the so-called non-aggression principle. And then they can tout that on their sleeve. I support the non-aggression principle. Yeah, if a cop shoots it, or, you know, if a cop does something to me, then I have the right to blah, 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 and then violent speak and violent advocacy and things like that. So it doesn't
agree.
Go far enough. It's not a peace principle.
I agree with private property. I agree that people have a right to defend themselves, but I do not think that when it comes to, okay, so why does a state have all its power? Partially because of fear, and a lot of it has to do with people's feelings of the state and its institutions are legitimate.
Mm-hmm. And they have a monopoly on the use of violence.
Exactly. So if you're part of a movement that people, when they look into it, or if they just, it has a reputation for a bunch of people who are advocating violence against what they see as the ultimate legitimate organization, then immediately they don't want to listen to what you have to say because
sure.
You're not legitimate in their minds. It's completely...
Well, you're a violent anarchist. You're going to try to take out the state with violence.
Right. There's lots of...
That's scary.
There's lots of reasons why it is not practical and against the goals, I think, because I feel like this is a movement about education and ideas.
Oh, I agree with you. It's totally not practical to use violence. It's, in fact, counterproductive to use violence as your tool. You are lowering yourself to the level of the state agents because that's the tool that they use. And but ultimately, my point is that within the Liberty Movement, these people are around because the non-aggression principle doesn't address these things.
Well,
it isn't a peace principle at all.
Is it okay to say, I think it's morally justified to defend yourself, regardless if it's just anyone aggressing, if it's a cop or not, it doesn't matter. It would be morally justified to do it, but I don't think that it's a good idea mm-hmm. when it's a cop because reasons XYZ.
I think that's true.
I think the people I like to surround myself with use peace as a tactic and don't, like Ian said, resort to state tactics of using violence. I mean, the state has that in common with terrorism. They use violence to achieve their political objectives.
Well, the state is terrorism.
I'm not a statist. I'm not a terrorist. You know, I'm going to use peace to further my peaceful objectives.
Right. We should come back to more of this. Let's go to Wes is listening in Denver. Wes, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Tally, and Allie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Wes.
You covered a lot right there, so I can't respond to all of it. But what other way do you think there is to deal with armed robbers and kidnappers other than force?
Are you suggesting that the police or the government goons are the armed robbers or kidnappers, or are you talking about private, non-aura of legitimacy criminals?
There's no fine line.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. What are you suggesting there?
There's no fine line between an armed robber that's a part of a mafia or one that's a part of a police force.
You could admit that one has the air of legitimacy more than the other one, right? That was Ian's point.
In people's minds.
No, not necessarily. There's a lot of unpopular governments in the world. Almost half of the world is occupied by colonial governments.
that were never elected.
We're not dealing with those governments here. But Wes, we're not dealing with those people.
Well, I think that's an assumption.
I think you should try talking to some average people about what they think about the government. They may agree with you that the politicians are corrupt, but at the same time, they'll probably fully support the police force being in existence.
And another thing is, like, even if you're talking about a foreign government, where maybe maybe the people in that country do not agree with who's in power. They don't see as legitimate. They think that some other guy should be in power or something. A lot of times, governments in the United States has been really guilty of doing this, where they prop up the governments they like.
Mm-hmm.
Governments work together. So even if you did, like, think about the places where there have been armed rebellions against the state. Do those seem like free places? Those seem like places where you feel like liberty is just ubiquitous?
No, they just replace one group of criminals with another group of criminals.
First of all, public opinion doesn't magically give central banks capital. You know, like, public opinion doesn't magically hire police, and, like, Habitat for Humanity doesn't build jails. Government's inherently invasive.
Okay. There's no doubt. I mean, I'm no fan of the idea of the state, Wes, but what we're talking about here is whether or not violence is a viable, useful, productive tactic that is going to achieve liberty in our lifetime.
One counterexample to what you just said would be Somalia. Though it's not perfect in any sense, they had a violent revolution against the communist government, and the standards of living have increased dramatically. So that seems to be empirical evidence to the contrary.
Well, the correlation isn't causation. Look, what I'd like to do is, Wes, if you want to hang on, because it sounds like you're really the first caller of the night who does. You seem to be kind of, I don't know if you're skirting it. It sounds like you almost are advocating violence. Is that what you're getting at?
I'm having a value neutral conversation, so
okay.
I'm not supporting or not supporting anything.
It sounded kind of like support, but I'll tell you what, if you want to hang on, we can bring it back here in the third hour of the program. Can you stick with us, Wes, through the news?
Yeah.
All right, we'll bring Wes back here in a moment. 855 450 free. It sounds like he's trying to justify violence, maybe in, you know, as he's saying, he's not advocating it, probably because he's afraid of what the federal government might do to him.
Is he advocating other people commit violence?
We're going to clear that up here in a moment. To me, it seems like that's very common amongst the advocates of violence, is that they advocate that other people commit the violence because they themselves aren't willing to do it.
Lots of people are bark and no bite.
855 450 free. And that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. I'm glad there aren't people
out there. It's better than biting.
Yeah,
we don't need incitement.
There's more coming back here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. You may add your voice to this discussion at 855-450-FREE.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges. Start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges. Show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.